This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski. Back to school throughout the week in Western New York. Students in Kenton, Williamsville, Lancaster, and Cheektowaga and more go back today. Sweet Home School's students heading back to class today will be locking up their cell phones in their lockers as part of a new statewide ban on phones in school. Superintendent Mike Ginestri said the incoming freshmen should be used to it.
Students coming up to the high school, we really feel like they were used to that policy in the middle school, and it was strongly enforced in our middle school. So many of our students are used to not having their cell phones throughout the day.
Some Minnesota students will return to class today with extra security surrounding them.
Starting today and lasting through the end of classes Friday, some St. Paul public and private schools have accepted an offer by their city's police and fire departments to maintain a presence at their campuses. Marked cars and uniformed cops and firefighters will be stationed at schools to bolster a sense of safety and security. Last Wednesday, two children were killed, 18 other kids and three adults were hurt at the Annunciation Church and School in Minneapolis when a shooter fired through windows into the church. Catholic masses have resumed, but classes remain closed. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Well, police sending out the reminder that back to school means buses are back on the road. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns has a few friendly reminders for drivers of all ages, especially teenagers who may be making the drive back to school this week in Western New York.
That is a tremendous amount of responsibility, having a driver's license. So whether it is a teen or even yourself, the number one rule is slow down. It's always easier to stop and to make a correction when you're driving at a slower pace. Please slow down and watch for the school buses. We just can't emphasize that enough. Every year we're here and there was a 3% increase in tickets. Respect pedestrians. They're part of the road, whether it's a bicyclist or a pedestrian. It's also important.
Erie County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning says there are several forms of distractions while behind the wheel, including eating, drinking, using your cell phone, and anything that takes your attention away from the roadway.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in 2023, more than 3,000 people nationwide were killed in distracted driving accidents. Studies show that sending or reading a text message takes your attention away from the roadway for approximately 5 seconds. With more students walking to school next week, that's 5 seconds that you don't have to react if a child were to dart out into the roadway. More buses on the roadways next week will potentially further decrease your reaction time.
Meanwhile, Commissioner Mark Schroeder from the New York State DMV advises commuters to give themselves extra time in the coming weeks to prepare for additional traffic, especially with school buses back on the roads.
As drivers drivers, we need to be mindful of the speed and distraction all the time, but especially this time of the year when the buses are back on the road. Rushing to get to your destination is not worth risking your life or the life of a child just trying to get to school. The future of our children is far more important than the text or phone call that you want to make during your commute. It can wait. Put down the phone and stay alert to what's around you.
Hear more driving safety tips this school season online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Thank you, Brayton. In Cattaraugus County, the state DEC has directed Great Lakes Cheese in Franklinville over the weekend to take immediate action to address the discharge of its organic waste into Ishaway Creek. This after a significant die-off affecting thousands of fish. The DEC is requiring the company to implement improvements and monitoring of its wastewater treatment process. Reports of a large fish kill were first reported last week. DEC field teams are closely monitoring the water quality. In the meantime, the public is advised to avoid all contact with the creek downstream of Franklinville, including swimming, boating, fishing, and fish consumption until further notice.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, speaking about trade talks with China over the weekend, says they're in a very good place.
They have the most imbalanced, unbalanced economy in the history of the modern world, and they cannot export their way to prosperity in the midst of a real estate crisis. So if they are willing to address their domestic problems and talk about opening the Chinese market, we could rebalance together.
The U.S. and China previously extended their trade truce another 90 days back in August.
President Trump declaring Washington, D.C. a crime-free zone after the federal takeover.
President Trump also praising this operation, and even the Democratic leader of D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser. Take a look at this post on his Truth Social. He said that Bowser has become, quote, very popular because, in his words, she worked with me and my great people in bringing crime down to virtually nothing in D.C. Also calling D.C. later in that Truth Social post a crime-free zone. The White House has said several times this is just the beginning of its plans to take on crime across the country.
As Congress returns to Washington from summer recess, they will be addressing the president's police takeover in Washington, D.C.
Well, an Air Canada plane landing in Denver, passengers and crew had to use the emergency slides to evacuate. No major injuries.
Air Canada Flight 1038, an Airbus A220, was flying from Denver to Toronto when there was an acrid smell in the galley area of the plane. The FAA saying there was a possible electrical fire on board. The pilots turned the plane around, and after landing, everybody on board used emergency slides to evacuate the aircraft on the runway in Denver. The FAA says it will investigate. Alex Stone, EBC News.
They call him the Hershey Park hero, the man who rescued a lost little boy who was walking high above the crowd over the weekend on the entertainment park's monorail track.
Horrified bystanders looking on.
Stop!
That's when John Sampson ran to the roof of a concession stand, hoping it could get him close to the monorail.
It doesn't matter if it's your kid or not, it's a child. You want to make sure they're safe as possible.
John, a father of three on vacation at the park, jumping onto the track despite his fear of heights.
It didn't bother me up there because it was just concentrating on one thing and I didn't hesitate on any of it.
In just a few seconds, the frightened boy was in his arms, the crowd cheering him on.
Quick and fast decision by that dad to go up there and rescue him.
Yeah, really was incredible, and thank God he was there. Well, pediatricians are warning that AI chatbots packaged inside of toys are harming child development.
Companies market toys like Grok, Grem, and Rudy as screen-free playmates for toddlers. They're designed to bond with kids through voice and conversation. But instead of simply replacing screen time, child psychologists say they may replace something far more important, human connection for machine conversation, supplanting the role of parents and peers in emotional development. Pediatricians and psychologists say young children naturally form attachments. If those attachments shift to chatbots, kids may learn to trust machines more than people, undermining how kids build empathy, learn to question, and develop critical thinking. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, you talk to your toy and your toy talks back.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, knows your name and everything about you too. Ew, creepy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Partly sunny skies with a slight chance for an isolated shower today. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday looks great with sunshine. Highs near 80. Thursday, rain returns. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Joining us on the line this morning, CEO of EG Tax, Esther Goulias, are talking about some of the changes in all different sorts of taxes that you might pay that have happened over the past week. Esther, thanks so much for being with us. I want to start with the de minimis exemption on postal shipments to the U.S., something that I think for a lot of people you never, ever thought about and might have never even heard of, but it stopped anybody from paying a tax on a shipment to the U.S. that was worth less than $800. So if you had something shipped to you from Canada, from overseas, from anywhere, likely, unless it was something really expensive, you weren't paying any extra tax on it. Now that's gone. So what does it mean for you, and when do you have to pay?
All right. Well, first of all, what you're seeing under the One Big Beautiful Bill is that obviously they didn't want to over-regulate people. So some of the things, like, for instance, the possibility of paying taxes on foreign assets that came over, that's been set aside until it exceeds the $800 limit. But things like we were talking the other day about the 1099-K form for the third-party payers. So if you're getting money from Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, then it was going to be up to $600. You were going to get the 1099-K form, but they have set that aside completely until you have over $20,000 from third-party payers or $200 in transactions. So these kind of things, over-regulation, things that we were looking at, is going to be set aside. The other thing is the 1099 non-employee compensation is going to move to $2,000 starting in 2026, and this year it's still $600. So you can see this over-regulation that was in the law being set aside.
Well, on the tariffs specifically, it seems like if you were, let's say, a shopper of Temu or Shine and you bought a lot of cheap goods, you know, they were coming over here pretty cheaply. And now they may not come at all because certain countries are postponing or stopping shipments altogether. And they're also facing 10 to 50% tariffs, depending on the country that you're purchasing from.
Right. Well, then again, you know, when I've listened, now, obviously Donald Trump doesn't call me for advice, but I have heard him say that he really thought that the tariffs were going to offset some of the taxes that they've set aside, like with a tax on tips and tax on overtime and the extra $6,000 exemption that taxpayers over age 64 are going to be able to enjoy. And so now with the judge saying that maybe these tariffs aren't legal, that kind of puts that whole thing back on the drawing board. But you're right. Some of these things that we got so cheap may not be so cheap anymore. So in essence, it ends up to be a tax on the backside if you decide to shop with somebody from China, for instance.
Or might not even be able to get some of these things, depending on all the countries that have stopped shipments over to the U.S. You mentioned the 1099-K form, Esther, and that's something we've talked about with you a lot before. If you sell things on eBay, maybe you have Bills tickets that you've sold and made a pretty nice profit of, you are soon going to have to report that and pay taxes on it. We've been saying it's coming. It got pushed back a year, but it was supposed to be coming this year. And now I'm seeing that it's just gone completely, and it's been moved back to, now instead of $600, $20,000, which is quite a difference.
But, you know, Brian, no matter, the reporting requirement has been lifted to the $20,200, 200 transactions. But the obligation for the taxpayer to report it, if they had third-party pays and they haven't gotten a 1099-K form, they still are under the law required to report it. It's always been taxable. The requirement for the third-party payor to issue the form, that's what's been set aside, but it's still been fully taxable.
So even if you don't sell $20,000 worth of, let's say, tickets, you still have to report whatever you sold.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
But you wouldn't face a penalty.
But it's kind of an honest to God, I didn't get it, but nobody necessarily is going to report it. But it's always been taxable. And obviously, if you had Bills tickets, for instance, let's say you sold them because we're going to the Super Bowl, let's hope. Let's say you sold them for $20,000 because you had tickets, but it costs you $4,000. Well, the difference between $4,000 and $20,000 is what would have been taxable, the $16,000. And even though you didn't get the 1099-K form, it's still a taxable event.
Okay, so just so we know that, that's pretty good. Before we let you go, when you're paying these tariff fees, would you know, or maybe it's different with every single transaction, is that something that you pay while making the purchase, or is that like a separate, almost like a bill in the mail that you get from the IRS later on?
No. The tariff is paid by the company shipping it in, and then that's kind of gobbled up by the person purchasing it. So it's done way up. It's done way at the time when the merchandise comes in. When we go to buy it, it's not like the tariff is going to be imposed upon us upon purchase.
But the importer pays the person taking in whatever merchandise is pays the tariff, right?
That's right. They're the one that pays it. And then they obviously in turn, because they have to make a profit, have to jack up the amount.
What I'm asking is
that they would get.
If that's you, if you're the person taking in whatever that is from a, you know, any place you buy overseas, you're buying directly, is that a bill you get in the mail separately later on?
No, when they ship it in, you pay the taxes right up front.
Okay.
So it's all in the transaction. It's all included.
It's all in the transaction. So many of these companies have been not raising their prices because I think they were hoping that maybe Trump would adjust those tariffs. But I think as this thing ages, you're going to find more and more companies just can't sustain eating that tariff that they paid, and they're going to have to raise their prices.
Esther, thank you as always. Esther Goulias, the tax lady from EG Tax here on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.